This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The Taliban say they have taken control of Panjshir province north of Kabul. The province was the last holdout in Afghanistan of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not yet seized. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran eight districts of Panjshir overnight. That's according to witnesses from the area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by the former vice president and the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter, Ahmad Shah Massoud. Massoud had been killed by a suicide bomber just days before the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States. Members of the Guinea military staged an apparent coup Sunday. They declared on national television that they had arrested President Alpha Condé, dissolved the country's constitution, and sealed land and air borders. The junta later announced a nationwide curfew, according to AFP reporting. A video emerged hours into the apparent takeover that showed Condé in a room surrounded by special forces soldiers, sitting on a couch, wearing a wrinkled shirt and jeans. The junta later issued a statement saying the 83-year-old Condé was not harmed and was in contact with his doctors. In October, the president won a third term in office after amending the constitution to allow him to run again. The controversial election sparked violent protests throughout the country. Israeli police say they have launched a massive manhunt in northern Israel and the occupied West Bank after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Multiple Israeli agencies were putting up roadblocks, conducting patrols, and moving hundreds of other prisoners. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Qatar has sent a plane carrying food and medical goods to Kabul, part of an effort to provide badly needed supplies to Afghanistan as the country faces a halt in most Western aid. Qatar's foreign ministry said the plane had landed at Kabul airport on Sunday with 26 tons of aid, the second such shipment in as many days. The aid flew via a Qatar Airways Boeing 777 to the airport, which now is in the Taliban's hands after being the base of an historic airlift by the U.S. and coalition nations following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. The tiny Gulf state of Qatar has taken an outsized role in evacuation efforts as U.S. forces completed their withdrawal from the country last week. Somalia's prime minister suspended the intelligence chief on Monday. The move prompted a public rebuke from the president and highlighted growing divisions at the heart of the political elite. Analysts said the suspension was triggered by a dispute over investigations into an unsolved murder. Analysts also pointed to a deeper power struggle that could further destabilize a country already riven by militant attacks and clan rivalries. Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble said he had told Fahad Yassin to step aside for failing to deliver a report on the murder of one of the agency's agents. Soon after, President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed issued his own statement calling the prime minister's move unconstitutional. A court in Belarus sentenced two leading opposition activists to a lengthy prison term on Monday. It's the latest move in a relentless crackdown Belarusian authorities have unleashed on dissent in the wake of last year's anti-government protests. Maria Kolesnikova, a top member of the Opposition Coordination Council, has been in custody since her arrest last September. A court in Minsk found her guilty of conspiring to seize power, creating an extremist organization, and calling for actions damaging state security, and sentenced her to 11 years in prison. Lawyer Maxim Zanak, another leading member of the Coordination Council who faced the same charges, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Kolesnikova and Zanak stood trial behind closed doors with their families only allowed to be present. Belarus was shaken by months of protests fueled by President Alexander Lukashenko's being awarded a sixth term after the August 2020 presidential vote that the opposition in the West denounced as a sham. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.